USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dixie Fire in Northern California is now the second largest in the state's history, burning over 490,000 acres, about 370 homes, and threatening to burn around 14,000 buildings in the northern Sierra Nevadas. An evacuee describes having to leave his home to avoid the flames.
Left behind a lot of stuff. Fires ravaged through everything.
And this evacuee tells Fox News what it's like to see the site of the nearby smoke.
It's scary when you sit there and see all the smoke coming over the mountain and wonder where's it at because you can't see.
The Pentagon is moving toward requiring COVID vaccinations for all U.S. service members. The Defense Secretary urging all service members to get vaccinated and not wait for an expected upcoming deadline. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continue to come through the U.S.-Mexico border, some law enforcement officials are blaming the Biden administration for poor policies allowing from people to Mexico to keep coming in. Jackson County Sheriff Andy Lauterbach joins Fox Business Network and says the border was more secure when former President Trump was in office.
An orderly border was established, stable border was established under President Trump, and yet, for whatever reason, whether it's the hatred of President Trump, that this administration cannot go back and make the necessary changes to protect Americans.
Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs announcing that he intends to file articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The New York State Assembly Judiciary Committee is meeting today to talk about the next steps in the impeachment investigation into New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Schools across the country are continuing to make decisions regarding the coronavirus and how to keep their children and teachers safe.
Schools across the country are working to establish COVID mitigation measures ahead of the return of students for the new school year. School boards and parents have debated over mask and vaccine mandates for both staff and students. The former commissioner of the FDA believes that schools shouldn't be withdrawing COVID mitigation measures before the beginning of the year. Dr. Scott Gottlieb told CBS's Face the Nation that with the Delta variant, districts should keep measures in place and see how things go before making any decisions.
Well, look, schools aren't inherently safe. They can be made more safe if you take the proper steps, but we can't expect the same outcome that we saw earlier with respect to the schools, where we were largely able to control large outbreaks in the schools with a different set of behaviors. If we're going to change what we do in terms of the mitigation, how we approach the schools, we're going to withdraw masks, we're not going to engage in testing, we're not going to be podding students, we're not going to try to de-densify classes, we can expect a different result, especially with a more transmissible strain. I would enter the school year with a degree of caution and keep in place some of these measures and see how it goes, particularly in areas where there's higher prevalence.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1974 when Gerald Ford becomes president after Richard Nixon resigns. Ford sworn in at noon in Washington, D.C. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.